This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. What happens when you combine a level of discovery with familiarity? Terry Fisher, the music director of the Utah Symphony, says it leads to a larger, younger audience in the concert hall.
And I do believe that discovery is a part of knowing yourself better. And, you know, this notion of sound, sitting in a hall with a community and listening to your orchestra, is something which means a lot to me. And I am aware of what we can help, I mean, and serve, you know, the notion of beauty, the notion of possibilities. And my programming is entirely devoted to this notion of discovering.
Since Fisher accepted the full-time post of music director in 2011, the Utah Symphony has commissioned at least six new works, three of which appear on their new recording. It's called Dawn to Dust. These new discoveries are introduced to audiences when they come to the concert hall to hear music that's a little more in their comfort zone, from composers like Beethoven, Haydn, and Mahler. The Utah Symphony celebrated their 75th anniversary season with three newly commissioned works, all of which appear on this new recording. It started in the summer of 2014 when the Utah Symphony offered free concerts in each of Utah's five national parks. Just before the tour, Terry Fisher met with composer Nico Muley. They were talking about this anniversary commissioning project. And very spontaneously, they both came up with the same idea.
As we had this tour planned, and Nico is a fan of Utah, he came here on holiday a few times already, and then suddenly we thought it would be a good idea to have him around with us a week. And he wrote little sketches, little ideas, and it ended up to absolutely fascinating piece in five movements, reflecting five different parts or aspects of the nature in Utah. I remember my feeling before giving the downbeat of the piece for the first time, and he asked a friend of him to film a video as well of Utah sceneries. So we had a giant screen which was in a special shape, like a shame of mountains, and the orchestra was in the dark, and so for the audience and also for us it was very inspiring.
Augusta Reed Thomas's piece called Eos, Goddess of the Dawn, is a ballet for orchestra. It's a complex piece that sounds very simple.
And all her references to Greek mythology is very present, both in titles and the almost mathematic construction she's making. You know, she had drawing of her piece. You know. Also, she gave these drawings to the players. And they were all fascinated, and it helped them to play the piece differently than just playing the notes.
So Andrew Norman's piece we talked about just a little bit, and I was reading one reviewer who described this work as the Twilight Zone meets Alice in Wonderland. What do you think of that description?
You know, the first time I heard, for example, the first movement of Mahler 8, I was physically almost dizzy of this wave of voices. And the first time I conducted Andrew's switch, I had exactly the same feeling. So is it despair? Is it turmoil? Is it hope? Is it controlled manipulation? You know, everything came out when we first read the piece.
Terry Fisher on the Utah Symphony will give this electrifying piece its New York debut on Friday, April 29th at Carnegie Hall. It's all part of Terry Fisher's master plan for the Utah Symphony, a job that he almost turned down until he realized that this was the former orchestra of Maurice Abravanel. And he says he's had no regrets. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.